This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with your news. The Thumb Animal Shelter is marking its 30th anniversary in 2026, celebrating three decades of serving the local community and giving countless dogs a chance at loving homes. The shelter, founded in 1996 by Dean Forster and her late husband Ron in the rural farming community of Elkton, has become a beloved institution known for its dedication to animal welfare and strong community support. Over the years, the shelters relied heavily on local volunteers, donors, and supporters, with recent efforts including community fundraisers and donations, such as a $10,000 gift from Meyer's Bad Axe store, which will help cover care costs for stray animals in the region. Volunteers have also organized bottle return drives to raise funds for veterinary and kennel expenses, showcasing the grassroots support that keeps the organization going. The anniversary message shared by the shelter thanks residents for their ongoing involvement in helping countless wagging tails and happy endings over the years. As it celebrates this milestone, the shelter continues its mission of compassion, care, and second chances, emphasizing the powerful role that community engagement plays in animal rescue and adoption in Michigan's Thumb region. If you'd like to find out what needs the shelter currently has, or if you're interested in getting a dog, you can reach out to them at 989-375-4204. And on January 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with four doors ajar in the driveway, later found to be stolen. The front door to the residence had been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects. Voices could be heard in the woods near the residence, and two individuals were located walking in the area and taken into custody. A citizen tipped assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on the scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle and a pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to the St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, Canine Brock, and vigilant citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation. And Michigan officials are reassuring families that children will continue to receive vaccines at no cost through most health insurance plans, even after recent updates to federal childhood immunization schedules. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services emphasize that coverage for recommended childhood vaccines remains unchanged. State leaders stress that vaccine access should not be limited by cost and reaffirm the importance of immunizations in preventing serious illnesses. While the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has updated guidance, all vaccines included on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention schedule are still required to be covered without out-of-pocket expenses by private insurers and public programs such as Medicaid. Michigan's chief medical executive has advised healthcare providers and families to continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. State health officials noted that scientific evidence supporting childhood vaccinations has not changed, and families should expect continued access to the full range of recommended vaccines. Consumers with questions about vaccine coverage are encouraged to contact their local insurance providers or reach out to the Department of Insurance and Financial Services for assistance. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
If you love a deal you can grab before anyone else does, Ashley and Bad Axe is your kind of sale. It's the winter blowout, and we are blowing out every one-and-done item in the building. Temperatures outside are freezing, but the savings inside are red hot. Save up to 30% off store-wide and enjoy 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing. Our one-and-done clearance is stacked with up to 60% off original prices. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. Each piece is priced to move, and once it's gone, it's gone. You'll find one-and-done sectionals starting at just $888. A complete bedroom set, bed frame, dresser, chest, and nightstand at 50% off. A dining set with seating for eight for only $9.88, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $2.88, a full 60% off. Plus, don't miss the accessory blowout for the finishing touches in your space. Select glass art is 60% off, coastal art is 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at only $3 to $4. Shop the winter blowout sale going on now at Ashley & Bad Axe. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Maddox, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And this morning, we have one obituary. Marcia Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16th. She was born in Unionville on May 5th, 1937. And married Elmer Hoffman on April 28, 1956. She is survived by her children, Gina and Gordon, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation and service for Marcia will be held today, Thursday, January 22nd, at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and will go until time of service at 11 a.m. There's a luncheon to be held immediately following the service at the church, and a burial will be following at 2 p.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebring. Memorial donations may be given to the Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care of Carroll or Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Cass City. Arrangements have been handled by Youngle and Mellendor Funeral Home in Sebring, and you can share your memories online at jmfuneralhome.com.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. A massive winter weather storm system is moving across the Great Plains towards the northeast, prompting warnings for over 50 million Americans. Meteorologists predict heavy snowfall, ice accumulation, and sub-zero temperatures that could disrupt travel and power grids. Emergency management agencies have activated response teams in several states. Governors in Illinois and Ohio have declared preemptive states of emergency to facilitate the deployment of road clearing and rescue resources. Two high-speed passenger trains collided and derailed in the Spanish province of Cordoba. Authorities have confirmed 39 fatalities and over 240 injuries, making it one of the country's worst rail disasters in decades. Preliminary reports suggest a signaling failure may have caused both trains to be on the same track simultaneously. The Spanish government has declared 3 days of national mourning as the recovery efforts continue. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank. In Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
Ashley and Bad Axe is making it easier than ever to refresh your home during our winter blowout sale going on now. Save up to 30% off storewide and take advantage of the 1 year and 5 year no interest financing to bring home the pieces you've been waiting for. And if you love clearance deals, this is your moment. We're blowing out all of our one and done clearance prices up to 60% off the original price. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. Each one priced to go and each one the last of its kind. Hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because that means once it's gone, it's gone. Check out our incredible examples like one and done sectionals starting at just $888, a complete bedroom set at 50% off, a dining set with seating for eight for only $988, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $288. And don't forget the accessories to finish off your space. Select glass art is 60% off, coleslaw art is 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. The winter blowout sale is happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Some exclusions may apply. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.